Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning on this Memorial Day, Monday, May 26th, and we're following the Phoenix Mars lander. It landed safely on Mars last night. We're taking a look at travel on this Memorial Day. We're also
closer to home travel.
Although a lot of people still out there on the roadways and in the airways. We're going to talk about that more a little bit later. But right now we're going to turn to immigration. Last week, immigration officials, there were cracking down on illegal immigrants, arresting nearly 400 people at an Iowa slaughterhouse. In this political year, John, as you know, controversial immigration policies have often topped the agenda. And looking closely, there's a flourishing new problem in this post-9/11 security era, professional Mexican human smuggling rings that investigative reporter Lowell Bergman says are getting more sophisticated and it's getting more lucrative. Bergman's been covering the Tijuana border for nearly 40 years. And in his new documentary, Crimes at the Border, a joint project of Frontline World and The New York Times, he takes a look at how illegals are relying on those rings and increasingly getting some help from border agents. Welcome, Lowell. We appreciate you getting up early this morning.
Good morning.
Can you describe the dynamics here?
Well, there are two major unintended consequences of the crackdown on the border. One is that it requires people who get across, who want to get across, to hire someone to help them. And that's led to the growth and expansion of human smuggling organizations south of the border. These are generally small organizations, family-based organizations, but very lucrative operations. And what they've also begun doing in a greater scale than before, according to the FBI and other agencies, is targeting inspectors along the border and bribing them. So you've got a flurry of cases just in the last 2 weeks. A half a dozen border inspectors have been arrested and charged across the border, and one in San Diego, in the San Diego area, which is what we're concentrating on, where there's been a series of agents who've been busted in undercover operations, making quite a bit of money, waving people through. And when you see the program tomorrow night, you'll actually see footage of inspectors waving caravans of vehicles through the border.
You have some incredibly compelling video in the documentary, and particularly before we get to the border agents, let's talk about the smuggler that you managed to get to talk to you, but let's take a quick listen to a bit of what he told you.
Yes, I was caught. Well, nothing happened. They just took me in. That time I had three people in the trunk, and so they asked me to open the trunk. I saw these other people there, and the most you're going to stay for 24 hours. It's really easy to get out, and they just put you back out along with the people you try to smuggle. So it's nothing.
So that's Rafael, the smuggler that you caught up with, explaining that basically nothing happens when he gets caught trying to get people across the border. But he's actually taking people across the border at the immigration post.
Right, exactly. The largest land crossing in the world is the border station between San Diego and Tijuana. Over 100,000 people go through there every day. And actually, as we speak, thousands of people are starting to go through the border, and there'll be thousands of illegals getting across the whole southwest border today. This is an ongoing process. It happens every day. It's happening 24 hours a day. And the border crossings, as you say, themselves are becoming the target. Because if you build a wall, when you look at the pictures of the wall we've built along the California-Mexican border, it looks something like the Iron Curtain. It's a little harder to get across as a result. So they're either going to go under it, around it, or right through it.
You've been covering this zone for 40 years, Lowell. I mean, what do you think characterizes
39.
I mean, 39 years. I mean, so many changes. I mean, this is not only covering an immigration issue, but it's a subculture. What is the one thing Americans who never get anywhere near Tijuana need to know about this border and how it works?
Well, the first thing you need to know is that we have an ongoing economic partnership with Mexico that has just been growing over the decades. So Tijuana, when I started looking at it almost 40 years ago and doing stories there, was a town of 150,000 people. Today it's over 2 million. It's bigger than San Diego. So you've got to understand that, that you've got a mass of people living across that border, right across on the other side of the line. But one thing hasn't changed, and that is the economic differential between the two countries. The fact that you make $5 a day in Mexico and $50 a day or more here is just sucking people into the United States. And unless you deal with the underlying causes of that, building a wall, putting a lot of fortifications up, it's going to make some bit of a difference. But the biggest difference it'll make is that people who come get through that wall won't go back. So you're developing a permanent population of illegal migrants inside the country.
And what you describe now is interesting in that it's become very sophisticated, the way that these rings are enticing these border agents to help them and using sex and money, which sounds like basically an old tool, but applying it in this instance is certainly new.
Well, I think what you also got is organizations, as you pointed out, you know, when Rafael says that he gets back after he gets caught, he's just brought back to the border and allowed back into Mexico. The fact is that our judicial system cannot handle the volume of traffic. So they have a triage system. They set up criteria for prosecuting people. So, for example, on that San Ysidro border crossing near San Diego, if you're driving a vehicle with less than 12 illegal migrants in it, and they are not in any way endangered, that is, they're not locked in a compartment they can't get out of on their own, you hit the border and you're the driver, the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to your name, rank, serial number will be taken, but you'll be returned with the migrants the next morning back into Mexico.
Lowell Bergman, investigative reporter for The New York Times and Frontline. I'm sorry, I should say actually the documentary that airs tomorrow night is a joint production, and we'll be looking out for that. Thanks, Lowell.
9 p.m. on PBS. Thanks, Lowell.